you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight on Nightly Pop,
I'm finna stop ordering food off these apps because, bitch, why would y'all bring me my food half eight?
We're in a whole ass pandemic here. Like, just keep your germs to yourself.
So we have a special date night tonight, me and you.
It's so awesome.
A little dinner on top of Seattle.
There are certain men that you f*** and there are other men that you marry.
Don't point to me when you say the f*** part, though.
I've been married 11 times.
Maybe it's not a guy problem, maybe it's you.
People make mistakes.
I think divorce is great. I got 2 Christmases out of it.
And the hardest thing I've ever had to do was to let her go.
Why did Big Ed just do something to me within me?
Slide into bed with us starting right now. Welcome to Nightly Pop. Morgan and Nina are still out because the producers realized I could do it without them. That's right, baby. Yeah, that means Aaron and Monique Kelly are back.
Hey, hey.
Well, we're happy to have both of you. You did such a great job yesterday. We're going to see if we could do it again because I'm liking this chair. All right, let's get right into it. Meg Thee Stallion just called out her delivery driver, and she is not a happy horse.
I'm finna stop ordering food off these apps because, bitch, why would y'all bring me my food half eight? Y'all could have just had it, sis. They said, oh, let me take a little peach angle trip. Like, girl, I ain't gonna tell y'all what app it was, but, bitch, y'all done f***ed over me.
That was a good amount of the meal taken out of the tray.
Like, you might as well just keep the whole thing and pretend like, oh, they never gave it to me, because it doesn't really have to be on you, the driver. It could have been on the restaurant.
And don't touch my food.
Like, yes.
I love my food. Don't touch it. Don't look at it. Like, that's a problem.
We're in a whole ass pandemic here. Like, just keep your germs to yourself.
Right. Also, I don't think drivers carry around their own utensils, so she's... You know, it's a lot of that.
Oh.
Which leads me to my next question. Did Meg eat the food?
No way.
Do you think she ate it?
Hell no.
If I suspected that someone had eaten it, I would never, ever, like, take a bite.
Never.
But I have, when I order food with, like, my brother or something, every, like, once a year, I'll take a bite out of his thing and then rewrap it. he opens it, I go... That's insane that they did that. And then just let it ride for as long as I can. So it is funny to do to other people.
Oh. Yeah, don't touch my food. Just don't touch it.
Okay, note taken.
Don't touch my food.
Jeez. All right, well, and so perfect as a couple that I still think it's very fake news. Sierra got a sweet birthday surprise from Russell Wilson. He rented out the Seattle Space Needle for a nice romantic dinner.
There's still more light.
Love you. A little movie time too. I know you love The Crown, so we'll watch The Crown.
Thank you.
And have some dessert too. And then some more dessert later.
I love them.
He's really trying to put her to sleep with The Crown. We're gonna watch The Crown tonight. What?
Why does everyone love this couple so much though?
Because it's a lesson for all single woman out there. There are certain men that you f*** and there are other men that you marry.
Don't point to me when you say the f*** part, though.
Do you know the song she really needed to learn
from Sierra? Okay, she's done the legwork for you. This is why you marry men like Russell. You go, f*** men like the man she used to be with.
Yeah, okay, well, there's about 20 quarterbacks that you can pick from, ladies, so good luck. I think, like, personally, I like nice dates. I like creativity and everything, but he's doing everything they would have done at home 30,000 feet in the air. That's it, or whatever, however tall this
place is. That's what makes it romantic. Yeah,
with the views and, like, all those balloons and rose petals and freaking weekend in the background.
Yes.
Disagree, but okay. I don't know. I think it's a little, what's he compensating for? You know what I'm saying?
So you've never done anything extravagant like this for a date?
I've never spent 50 grand renting a building for a date. No, but I've done romantic things. Let me think.
Yeah, what's the most romantic thing you've done?
I told her, I was like, I'm going to see a scary movie with you. I hate scary movies, but she loves them. And she thought that was a good gift. And then instead of, we're passing the theater, and she goes, well, that was the movie theater. I'm like, no, we're going to go to a different theater. And then I brought her to the Pantages, and we watched Hamilton. And that was kind of romantic.
Oh, yes!
That was when tickets were expensive, and I wasn't on TV for that long yet. That's basically like renting the Space Needle.
Well, it's not even about how much you spend. It's about the thought you put into it and how much you know your partner and, like, what you will do to make them happy.
Yeah. And that morning, I hired her favorite yoga instructor to come to the house and have a private session with her.
Dope! You got game, Hunter. I am very impressed.
Hunter, that's thoughtful.
Yes.
You aren't an F boy after all.
Oh, well, then we broke up and I realized none of that matters. So.
Oh, don't become cynical. Don't become cynical.
All right, before I bury this hole any deeper for myself, things got weird on last night's Dancing with the Stars, and it wasn't only because of the way Tyra stares into our souls. It was horror night in the ballroom. But did they go too far with the theme?
No. Oh, no.
Anything goes.
Okay. Well, that was sick.
Yeah, it was actually pretty cool. You know, Dancing with the Stars. I think they're starting to hit a stride.
Yeah. There is no way in hell that I would let a man spin me around like that. I was on the edge of my seat because he's super tall. So lots of times men are super tall, which is a great thing. But, you know, their dancing abilities are a little funny because they're kind of tall, which is a good thing. But I'm just like, you're not spinning me around like that on the dance floor.
You pointed.
She's really just pointing these all at you, Hunter.
But the problem is she pointed at me and said that I'm the guy that you just and then she goes, and being super tall is really good. And I'm not super tall. I'm not short, ladies.
But you know about the Pantages.
I know about the Pantages.
Color.
Yeah, that's, after seeing this, I'm more impressed with the Dancing with the Stars creativity. I thought that was great. Makes you hope that Halloween's like their theme every week, because the rest of the episodes are
I'm with you on that.
All right, well, good luck to Dancing with the Stars and everybody on it, whatever your names are. And we have a sneak peek at the Real Housewives of Atlanta spinoff, Portia's Family Matters. Portia headed to Mexico with her entire family, including her new fiance and her baby daddy.
This trip can be the best thing for our entire family, or it can be a complete fiasco.
What are you gonna do?
Dennis and Portia are really done.
Things are never over with the baby mother.
I'm always gonna stand my ground. There's no other man that's gonna speak over me.
Now all of a sudden he's at the table and he's Mr. Tough Guy.
He ain't just did out of our business.
I'll take mentally stable for 200, Alex. Thank you.
Yikes.
I like that, you know, she's aware that there's some unstableness in the family. Like that, at least that there's that context. I don't know what she's referring to, but I'm hoping it's everyone.
No, I think she knowingly signed up for like a little you know, crazy shakiness, because it's like, hey, we're going to do like this wild reunion show. She's like, say no more. Let me call every family member, including my ex.
Yeah, I would never invite an ex on a family vacation.
Ever. No. Ever, ever, ever. I mean, and these two, they got engaged after, what, 2 weeks? And it was all the drama with the ex-wife, babies, and all. Like, it's just a hot mess. And then you're going to bring the hot dog king on your vacation with you? I'm just trying to understand why that's okay.
I don't know what the hot dog king's a reference to, but I like
that's
it.
That's her baby daddy.
He's called the hot dog king?
He's a hot dog guy.
What does that mean?
He makes hot dogs.
He's slanging those dogs. You know,
he makes lots of hot dogs.
I didn't see the appeal at first, but now I get it.
Mm-hmm, nothing like a hot dog.
All right, well, we have to take a break, but coming up, a new reality show gives women a second, third, fourth, and even 12th shot at marriage. Plus, Big Ed is back on the dating scene. Oh, hey, God. Ladies, get ready. It's awkward. That's next.
Yeah! Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Let's dive right in because we have to talk about TLC's new show. And if you guessed that it's about dysfunction, meant to make you feel better about your own life, you nailed it. It's relationship series Addicted to Marriage. It premieres November 16th, but we have an exclusive sneak peek. It follows a group of women who are trying to make their marriages stick after a few attempts.
I've been engaged 4 times and I've been married twice.
I've been married 4 times.
I've been married 3 times.
I've been married 11 times.
I think my addiction to love has become an addiction to marriage.
I gotta be addicted to being in love.
I keep getting married over and over again.
If you come out and tell someone, hey, I've been married 4 times, that's a huge red flag.
All my life I've said that I was gonna be like Elizabeth Taylor, that I was gonna keep married until I got it right.
Will this be your second marriage?
Oh, close. 12.
No. Oh, maybe it's not a guy problem, maybe it's you.
Would that be a huge inhibitor for you? Like, if you met someone and they were like, yeah, they're perfect, but they said, I've been married a baker's dozen before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Like, there won't even be a second date, but I will stay and, like, entertain both of us and, like, listen to all the stories just to find out why you're the psychopath you are.
Yeah.
But here's the silver lining. There's so many women out there that think that they'll never get married or it's impossible. You can get married 4 times, 12 times. It's all about your perspective and putting your mind to things.
Yeah. That's the healthy advice we should be giving.
Exactly.
That's great.
You have to look at the silver lining. However, it is definitely a red flag. 12 times, 2, 3, okay, fine. But 12, what is happening? At a certain point, it's okay to just date, have sex, and not get married.
That's what I keep telling them.
After a few times, that's all I'm saying.
Okay.
But sometimes people have to do things and get it right. They might have gotten married young. You know, the next husband might have been a fool. Maybe there was a few that died in between. So we need to take the stigma out of marriage and divorce.
All right, well, we've got some big news. Big Ed was invited back to next season on 90 Day, The Single Life, even after breaking Liz's heart. And he went on a new date and looks like he's got another very long season ahead of him.
Can I get a booster? I'm just kidding.
So, let's talk about relationships.
Okay, so I'm not good at them.
Mm-hmm.
And Liz, the last woman I dated, was 28. And it was a whirlwind. I make up and break up 8 times. Who does that? That is the hardest thing that I've ever had to do. Was to let her go. But I had to.
Don't cry.
I'm not.
Wait, why did Big Ed just do something to me within me?
Do tell.
I mean, that haircut, the salt and pepper he's embracing. What's going on?
He's about to be someone's 12th husband looking like that.
I want to go hug him and talk to him. Look, that shirt is properly pressed. What?
Yeah, you know what, though? Are you comparing him to, like, you know, Men Everywhere, or are you comparing him to Big Ed from last
yes,
season?
Yes, that's what because... it is.
That is fully it. Like, yeah. Whoever he was last season, whoa, transformation. If I was his ex, I'd be like, Big Ed, whatever you just did, I'm back.
And I like the booster seat joke. I think that's pretty funny at the top of a date.
He broke up with this woman 8 times, right? But he starts crying like he's the victim. What about her? I need the woman he's on a date with to start digging a little bit deeper here. How do you think she feels?
Ooh. I need you to stop pointing at me when you talk about trauma in other people's lives, okay? All right. When you didn't have a crew following your drama, sometimes you have to set the cameras up yourself, like Tom on Dr. Phil, who suspected his fiance of cheating and set up some surveillance.
My fiance Tom is 100% convinced that I'm cheating on him. I've done everything I can to prove to him it's all in his head. Tom thinks that I'm hooking up with the mailman. Nothing ever happened with the mailman.
Where's the 5 packages he said he had to deliver to me the day that he was in my house?
Tom has secretly installed video cameras to catch me in the act. I can't hear the sound.
Oh, it comes back on again.
And that's not me cutting onions.
Cutting onions is like the weirdest euphemism for sex. But it does explain why I cry afterwards.
Do you think she's lying?
Have you seen mailman's calves? Very f***able. Oh, all of them.
Okay.
And they've got that little safari hat on. What adventures are they going on? You know?
Really checking out your mail person.
Okay, and yeah. Let's say he does catch her in the act on the camera. Then what? You gonna watch it? Like, what's the point of this? Help me understand.
He just wants to prove his, in this case, maybe invalid, irrational fears true so that he doesn't feel crazy. But sometimes crazy's crazy a little bit, you know? Like, if you're
already feeling that way, like, you should not be in the relationship. You have to go to the point of installing all these hidden cameras. And then she's also okay with it. This is very unhealthy.
Don't walk, run. Something is wrong.
Yeah, my rule is as soon as we're on Dr. Phil, something has gone horribly wrong in our relationship.
Yeah.
You know, that's your sign to go.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
yeah.
We have to take another break. Coming up, a restaurant's rude theme might be the worst or best idea ever. That's next. Let's jump in with the biggest fads of the internet and see if we're in or out. It's time for FOMO or NoNo.
Yeah, I love FOMO or NoNo.
Okay. First up, a restaurant called Karen's Diner. Oof, rough start.
God.
Just opened in Sydney, Australia, advertising great burgers and rude service. They encourage customers to be the biggest Karens out there and welcome complaints. So, would you want to go to this all Karen diner?
I mean, do I even have to answer that question? I'm not going anywhere that says Karen. Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my gosh. Like, people are really subscribing to this and going.
It's very odd. But I feel like it's letting people live out, like, their weird, innate desire to be, like, a Karen, which is, if we can let them do it in some secure location. It might be good.
Wow.
It's bad. That's a bad idea, I think.
It's a super bad idea.
So FOMO or no-no?
That's a no. Hell to the no-no.
Uh-huh.
Hell to the no-no.
I second that.
No-no.
Hell to the no-no-no-no-no.
3 no-nos. Good luck, Sydney restaurant, without the nightly pop seal of approval. Next, a new show called Let's Make a Scene has contestants act out famous rom-com moments to see if sparks fly with potential dates. It's kind of a cute idea. They'll reenact scenes from When Harry Met Sally, Ghost, and other famous films. Do we think people will really find love this way?
No. Like, Hey, just met you. Let's get really awkward, and we're probably both not actors, but let's like put our faces close and like breathe heavy and like do some pottery.
I think this is one of the corniest ideas ever. The corniest. Already on a date, you want to meet the actual person. You don't want to meet the representative, and now you're gonna act. Isn't that what we're trying to avoid on dates? Don't you want to meet the real person?
Uh-huh. Yeah, but I don't think this is for normal people. I think this is for theater dorks, yes. You know? And, like, they're going to love this.
No, but, like, when will they actually get to know each other? Like, after? Hey, that was a great scene. You want to actually, like, get to know each other?
Yeah, it is very odd, I guess.
And then what if the acting is great and then their real personality sucks?
Yeah, you just invested, like, cheated. 4 hours with them. No.
Yeah, all right, so no for you. You don't want to go on Let's Make. What scene would you act out with your partner?
I don't know, probably like something from The Notebook. If you're a bird, I'm a bird! And then we like jump into each other's arms at the beach.
Your husband would be like, you overacted. That was way too... Monique, you have a scene you act out?
Oh, Boomerang, Halle Berry, Eddie Murphy. The scene after the dinner, they're on the couch, he's in the red dress, and they start kissing, and one thing leads to another.
Are you sure you haven't acted this
ever? Yes, I'm like... Hello, that was a good one.
Okay. I think this next one's gonna be good.
Okay.
All month long, Hellman's Mayonnaise has sparked a disgusting debate, tweeting, mayo in your coffee. That's it. That's the tweet. They said it's for a sophisticated palate, and some brave TikTokers were there to give it a taste test.
So I've got my coffee, and I've got the mayonnaise. Here we go.
How much do I put in? I mean, is that enough? Okay, let's go. I'm making a mess.
Okay, that looks f***ing rank. Bottoms up, eh?
Like and follow for more challenges.
No.
This is not an exaggeration, but my stomach hurts watching
seriously.
That.
Seriously.
Like, the baby is pissed for watching that. Like, what?
I hope you have pregnancy cravings for this at some point this month now.
No.
Like, let us know how it tastes.
No, guys. I think I need to exit the set. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's bad.
And don't you love when things taste like people say it's for a sophisticated palate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, I mean, I've tried everything. Like, I've tried snails and all that. Yeah.
A little escargot.
That's sophisticated. Escargot.
Now, that's sophisticated.
But you just put butter and garlic on it. So it's not like, they de-sophisticate everything that sounds
Look at you seasoning on your seasonings, Hunter.
Butter and garlic, who am I? Do you have any weird pregnancy cravings right now?
Yeah.
Just hot Cheetos every day.
Really?
But I can't eat them right now because I have like this fiery indigestion. We don't have to get into it, but basically like I throw up everything.
Oh no.
Really?
If it's spicy, if it's too spicy. Oh, baby's kicking right now. We gotta go.
All right, well that's all the time for us tonight. Thanks to Aaron's baby. Remember to set your DVRs. We'll see you guys tomorrow night. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Monique.